Yo, what's up, fam? Welly Hot here, your daily dose of reality, and let's be real, Gen Z, we are living in a world that feels like it's on overdrive 24/7. Between the FOMO, the endless scroll, and adulting is basically a whole new level of chaotic. Ever feel like your brain is running on a million different tabs at once? You know that feeling when you're trying to chill but your mind's playing a non-stop loop with the DOS and anxieties? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving into something seriously powerful. Mindfulness. Like, not the basic meditate for 10 minutes and all will be right kind of thing, though that can be helpful, no cap. I'm talking about weaving mindfulness into your everyday life so you can actually feel calm amidst the chaos. Here's the tea, fam. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about being present in the moment. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental roller coaster and actually seeing where you are, what's happening around you, and how you're feeling, without judgment. Think of it as training your brain to be a chill surfer, riding the waves of life instead of getting tossed around by them. Number 1. Ditch the multitasking madness. Seriously, our brains aren't wired for it. When we try to juggle a million things at once, our focus gets fragmented and our stress levels go through the roof. Next time you feel that urge to switch between tasks like a hyperactive squirrel, take a deep breath and focus on one thing at a time. You'll be surprised how much more you get done when your mind is clear and focused. Number 2. Engage all your senses. This isn't just about smelling that delicious pizza, though that's definitely important. It's about actively noticing the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures around you. Like, really paying attention to the warmth of the sun on your skin or the crispness of the air as you walk outside. This helps ground you in the present moment and brings a sense of calm. Number 3. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a minute each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life, even if it seems small. Did you make it through that awkward Zoom meeting without dying? That's something to celebrate. Having a roof over your head, a phone with unlimited data bless, and friends who actually get your memes. Those are blessings, fam. Number 4. Get moving. I'm not talking about intense workouts, though those are great too. Just find some physical activity that you enjoy, whether it's dancing like nobody's watching, going for a walk in the park, or playing a sport with friends. Exercise helps release endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects and can help reduce stress. Number 5. Disconnect from the digital world. I know, social media is like oxygen for some of us. But it can also be a major source of anxiety and FOMO. Make a conscious effort to unplug regularly, whether it's for a few hours each day or for an entire weekend. Spend time doing things that bring you joy offline, read a book, connect with friends in person, take a nap, no judgment here, or simply enjoy the silence. Okay, picture this. You're scrolling through your feed, bombarded by perfectly curated lies and impossible standards. Anxiety is starting to creep in, making you feel inadequate and overwhelmed. But then, you remember what we talked about today. You hit pause on the phone, take a few deep breaths, and focus on your surroundings. Maybe you notice the sunlight streaming through the window or hear the birds chirping outside. In that moment of awareness, the stress starts to melt away. You're present, grounded, and feeling a sense of calm amidst the chaos. That's the power of mindfulness, fam. It's about finding peace in the midst of the storm. It's not always easy, but the rewards are totally worth it. So, ditch the scrolling for a few minutes each day, connect with your senses, and cultivate that inner peace. You deserve it. Ready to take charge of your mental well-being? Hit me up in the DMs and tell me what you're trying to implement today. Tag this episode in your TikToks and let's spread the mindfulness love. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share, because if we don't hype each other up, who will? Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.